this is like a red wine from Alentejo. Alentejo, this is the region.
Okay, I got
and this
it.
is like a family edition, and
Okay.
it was a it first time that I knew this wine was a gift from my father, you know, and since then we
Okay.
became fans. It's called Ravascheira, difficult to pronounce. It was a great player to play with, in my opinion. So
Okay.
I was
Okay.
actually sad when he left, but we got a very good offer from another club, and this can happen only one time in your career. And I understand perfectly that it was kind of difficult to say no. I do what I think it's best to win the game, every game. This is why I play volleyball. I want to win. But the biggest problem I think is that young kids, 8, 9, 10 years old, they don't want to play volleyball because they don't see that it's fun, or that it's nice to watch, or that their idols are not on the volleyball. Well, this is not a quick question.
What's up, volleyball fans? My name is Piotr Sikierski. This is another podcast, Volley Time. Today I have a great pleasure to host one of the best setters in our Plus Liga, Mr. Miguel Tavares. Hi, Miguel.
Hi, nice to meet you. Nice to have this opportunity to speak with you for a little bit, and I hope the fans and the followers of your podcast will enjoy.
Thank you very much. I hope so, and I'm pretty sure that they will enjoy it. So first of all, I would like to ask you about your surname, because did I spell it out proper in a proper way? Is it
Yes.
Tavares or Tavares?
Both are just fine. It's
Both
difficult to
are.
pronounce. Like Portuguese from Portugal, we close a little bit our accent, so
Okay.
it's like a, so it mean we would say like I would say Miguel Tavares.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
So,
Yeah, it's always something new to learn. Miguel, so I got a good question, because there are rumors about your injury, because you didn't participate in the last game. You are injured currently, but can you share some details about it? So when can we expect that you're gonna be again on the field, on the court? So if you can, of course, I can imagine that you can't say everything, but if you just show to
Yeah,
the
I think
people some respect that, yeah.
it's not a really serious injury. It's just I think something that happened because we were playing. I was playing every game, and I was a little bit tired, and maybe I didn't take enough precautions for that. So I think in the space of 2 weeks, 3 weeks, hopefully we will meet on the. I'll be ready to play again.
Okay, so currently you have a kind of break, and what I've heard that years ago you had some serious troubles with your liver, I think, or not
With
liver,
my
but
kidneys,
with the
yes.
kidneys, yeah, with
Yes.
your kidneys. So so basically that was a pretty serious topic, and can you share your thoughts, and what about it? Well, can you
Yeah,
share?
this was very serious, and everybody was surprised because it came from nowhere. You know, I was feeling good, I was healthy, and from one moment to the other, it just appeared like I had a huge pain in my stomach and my back. And it was like a little bit scary, but then again, with the staff here in the club and everything, we found a really good specialist, a university teacher in Krakow, and we visit her, and she was like really clear about what the procedures we needed to take and how careful I needed to be with this problem. And as from that moment to today, I never had any problems again. So I think it was probably some allergic reaction I made to some food or some medicine, or just like extreme tiredness, you know, because this is the kind of problem that can happen when you are exposed to extreme like effort, like sport effort, like running a marathon or something of that, like Ironman kind of effort. Then your kidneys are really in effort because they need to clear all the muscle, like I don't know the name in English, but they like muscle work a lot, so there's more work for the kidneys.
Okay,
So
understood.
basically,
So
was we don't know exactly what happened, you know, because why it happened, but for now it didn't happen again, so this is good news.
Okay, but you said that that could be a allergic reaction or something. But did you do the allergic test or something like that?
Yeah, we did. We did a lot of blood tests and nothing appeared. So
Okay. Well, that's also good.
I think the only option that we could to find the reason was to make a biopsy to the kidney, but this is
Okay.
a procedure that we don't want to. There's
Yeah,
no need,
so
you know, like if it's one time only and nothing happened again.
Yeah, so you can ensure your fans and everybody around that currently is everything's fine and
Yeah, of course. It was like 3 years ago, so it's a long time.
a long time ago,
And
but I remember that because you joined Zavitia. I think it was your first season, and yeah, I remember
yeah.
that I spoke with some guys from the club, and they yeah, actually there was a public information also that you get some problems and you need to face on. But yeah, that's the good news that you got it behind yourself. Actually, Miguel, you have written a great story for your club for Alvin Zavicci, first trophy. So how does it taste?
It's very good. But now it's past already. So we as players, we always need to focus on the present. And but for sure, if we can get us like 10 minutes to think about what we did and how it was difficult to get in that kind of position, because 1 year ago I couldn't play the semifinal of the cup. 2 years ago we couldn't. We played quarterfinals of the cup without any setup.
Yeah, I remember that.
So it took us a long way from my first season here and the club making an effort to every season build the team one step higher, you know, one level higher in terms of players, of staff, of organization, because everything is connected. So I'm just proud that because the club deserves, the fans deserve, it's like a collective effort, and if you like plan good your work and you work hard, you should be rewarded, and usually you are sooner or later. So I'm happy to that we managed to win in Krakow 2 weeks ago.
It was worth waiting all this time, right? So, and please share your thoughts about it because a few days ago, has beaten Lüneburg, German team, 3-0 in the first final game. So, are you a bit jealous that you didn't do enough to reach the final?
Well, not about doing enough. We did everything we could. They were just better in these two games. So this is water under the bridge, and you can't win them all, you know. Just I hope they will win the two sets that they need in Rzeszów, and they'll bring another cup to Poland. Because as it looks now, every
That's
Polish team will win one European Cup, maybe.
a yeah that's that this is still possible, you know. Actually, that I probably a second so I'm yeah okay this is just my opinion, but I'm 100% sure that they achieve it because they need just two sets. So actually it's of course it's an effort, and you need to put something on the court that to beat German team. But I'm really calm about it. So about the result, would you like to? Do you have some dream opportunity in the quarterfinal? Would you like to face them?
No, I think every team we take on quarterfinals will be difficult. First game away, second game at home. So there's also that, you know, its playoffs are a little bit different this season. So I think every team that we face us will make this game at home very important for them, and like a huge opportunity also because they can start the series with disadvantage. So I really don't have any dream, you know. I just hope we can make a serious job wherever we go. We play serious away game, and then we can secure the spot in semifinals in our home court.
Would you like to avoid Zaxa? Because I'm pretty sure that some of the teams from the top, they would like to avoid Zaxa's team, which probably will be fully healthy. Their roster will be healthy. All the players are getting better, even if they still got some problems inside and outside the court. So do you think that some of the team can count the points and try to avoid the Zaxa in the quarterfinal?
I think that will be difficult. Anyway, I don't know how it's the schedule of Plusliga games, but I hope the last rounds are like at the same time every game, you know, like this, nobody can do that. But for sure we don't think about that. I think Zaxa, for sure, of course, it's a great team with more trophies in history than the other three that are currently three four teams that are currently on the fight for the fifth to eighth spot. But honestly, I don't even know like how are the points right now in the classification, because that's too much to think about. And if you want to win something, you need to win against everybody sooner or later. So
That's right. So, do you even have the time to think about it? Yeah, about the league schedule, the table, and the whole things about around you. Because as we know, yeah, the league is very very big. So we got 16 teams. And are you a fan of this idea? So the last month, I think, or 2 months ago, the chairman of Bundesliga, they have decided to make our league a bit smaller. So in the next season, three teams will be relegated. So do you think this is the step in the good direction?
well, for me, it's always about the sport, what is better for the sport and for the level of the sport and how we play the sport, because this is what makes people, normal people that don't know volleyball, feel in love with the sport, you know, like new fans coming back, coming to the first time to the hall and see a great game and, oh, I want to come back next week again. I want to watch this game. It was fun. So for me, as if decisions are going on this way, it's a good decision. And of course, I think the biggest, let's say, problem, it's that the FIVB calendar, it's really difficult for national teams. Because in other sports, you see that players play every, like we can give the example of NBA, they play every 2 days, but they have a huge amount of rest in the summer, and they have a time to make a preseason to work out during the rest and get in shape, and then they can endure and play this regular season of 82 games, I think. So I think this would be possible if the players can have this time to prepare themselves like really strong for the season. There will be not so many injury problems that we see now during this season.
Yeah, so from the player's perspective, it's a good decision, because I've spoke also with Kvola, with your teammate, and he said that actually this is a good decision. And yeah, because many players are completely exhausted after regular season. And actually, I would say that we are killing it a little bit, because the playoffs, the quarterfinals, for example, as you already mentioned, we play just two games. Yeah, so
And
actually,
also semifinals and final
yeah,
also, I think.
I think final you play till the second win, and but
Okay.
semifinal. I'm pretty sure, but I need to check it once again. I'm pretty sure that semifinal is also
Oh,
you will
Mendeley.
also play, yeah, just two games, yeah, in the cup way. So actually, you can lose your whole effort from the regular season in just 1 week, right?
Yeah, it's basically, if you are in top eight, it's more or less everything is the same. Like, let's say, because you have one game home and one game away. So
That's
at
pretty
the end,
crazy.
like regular season, you fight for home court advantage. But in this case, this home court resumes that in case of a golden set, you will have it at your home if you are on like the first place. No?
So actually, this is the only advantage you have in the quarterfinal and in the
Yes.
semifinal, right? Talk with your chairman, with Crispin Baran. He said something like that he's the fan of the league where you get 12 teams and very nice playoff. Like you play every game starting from the quarterfinal till third win. So basically.
Best of five, yeah, like in
Yeah,
Italy.
like in Italy, right? So actually, this is I mean, this is something. These are the most important games in the season. Like for the
Yeah.
fans, it will be great, right?
For
Actually, you
sure.
can, yeah. Actually, you can. Currently, in current situation in Poland, you can play just one game with the hope that you will get the chance to catch a medal. And after one
Yeah.
game, after one home game, the whole fan, the all the all of the fans can be completely disappointed because you
Exactly.
just
Yeah.
yeah, you can jump out from the medal games. Yeah, so that's pretty crazy. And I hope that the next season will be better. Of course, we need to remember that as you said, there's a international calendar as well, and you need to stick to this calendar. But it's hard, so I'm really curious what's gonna happen in the league. Miguel, I got a question about your team, about Zawiecie, because we also already mentioned that the club is developing every season. So you can you're this is your third season in Zawiecie, so you can see it from inside. So how do you feel in Zawiecie, and can we expect that you're gonna be the player of Zawiecie's team in the next season?
Well, there's this famous quote that we focus about the present, and in due time, the future will reveal itself, you know, itself. So,
Diplomatic.
always diplomatic, but like from the feeling here in the club, like you said, I can feel it from the inside, and I think every player that spent here 1, 2, or the 3 seasons like me. He can feel it as well. You know, there's a good atmosphere in the club. Everything is like well organized, and people really take care about that and take pleasure on organizing our life as players, and to facilitate also as me as foreigner to help me in different ways that I need during my life outside of volleyball, let's say. But yeah, in the city, I feel great. I think. I love to play here at home, you know, in Zawiercie, because the fans are amazing. I think our fan club is one of the best, if not the best. They are super kind. Actually, in first season, I was living in one apartment with my wife, and we had one family that were fans of the club, like living next door, and they were the most gentle persons and caring
Oh.
persons, like for us. So it was a really nice experience to be welcomed in the new club in that way. Not only this case, but it was just one example. So,
Yeah.
yeah, like you said, every season there's one step further, and this also takes we give us more responsibility
Yeah.
because we every time I think when we are when we when I arrived, nobody was expecting us to win for us to win something, and at this moment, everybody kind of expects us to win. You
Yeah,
know,
the price of the
But this is what
this
we
the price of
wanted.
being
This
good,
is what
yeah.
exactly. This is what we wanted, to be in the position that people, oh, these guys are really, really good. And so we achieved that, and now it's keep staying on that position. This is the most difficult, like to stay on this level or even make a step up.
Yeah. So that was actually the point of our interview with your chairman, yeah, with Crispin Baran, that he said I asked him about the position, yeah, what kind of position. Of course, everybody wants to win, but with which position at the end of the season will he be happy, right? And he said something like that if we will be in the first six teams in the league, it means for me that we are on the good spot. But still we can develop ourselves. So that's his words, and I think I completely agree, because there it's a very nice story, because 10 years ago actually is just some of the fans have heard about Klopp in Zawiecie, but currently you're one of the best teams, even in your I will risk it, but I will say that one of the best in Europe, and with a huge potential to develop. So that's really impressive. But I would like to ask you about one person you have played with. Of course, it will be Uroš Kovačević. So did you ex exhale a bit deeper when he left the club?
I was actually sad, you know, we had a great relationship and it was a great player to play with, in my opinion. So I was actually sad when he left, but we got a very good offer from another club, and this can happen only one time in your career, and I understand perfectly that it was kind of difficult to say no.
Yeah, I can imagine. But there were some rumors that he has forced you to receive almost every ball in the every game. So how was it actually? So did he do that, something like that? Has he forced you to get the ball, to grab the balls? Or yeah, it was like
No, I
that you
think
knew that he needs to be fed with all the balls.
in my eyes, I do what I think it's best to win the game, every game. This is why I play volleyball. I want to win. And every time I said to him, I was thinking it was the best probability for us to score the point. Of course, I'm not saying I'm perfect. For sure, I made a lot of wrong decisions in my career, not only in Zawiercie, even before,
Yeah, like
but
everybody.
yeah, for sure he was an incredible, talented player, very skillful player, and he could score a lot of difficult balls and important balls. So I thought that during these 2 years with him, it was, and I think we achieved pretty good results. So
Yeah, of course.
at the end, of course, due to some injuries and some unlucky situations, we couldn't play the decisive moments together. But that's happens in the life of every athlete, I think.
But did you ever receive some kind of information that he wants all these balls or not? You did he ruin your idea of the game or no?
No, I think it was a mix of everything together, like him being on the team. We didn't have any like other strong point of scoring points like as him, compared to the first season. For example, we had Faku and him and Konar, and then on the second season we had Kvolo, him and Konar. So you know, at the end of the with eye balls, difficult balls, like with for example opposite second line, at the end you get not a lot of choices. Especially if the reception doesn't allow us to play with the first tempo.
Yeah, especially in the first in your first season, you basically as a team you had a lot of troubles in the, by the reception, and you all yeah you played many balls as the high balls, yeah, but even though you could handle it, and at the end of the season you grabbed the bronze medal, so which was a really amazing result. But how do you think, because yeah, Uroš is playing currently in the Russian team, so did you ever speak about this situation with him, that yeah, do you know, buddy, what's happening after behind the Polish border? There's a war, and you play for the aggressor. So, did you ever have a chance to speak about it, or yeah, you just leave it? You just left it, sorry.
Yeah, we never spoke about it.
Okay, got it. Okay. Beagle, got a few more questions. One of them is like that. So, who take care of the atmosphere in the locker room of Zawiercie? So, do you have your own DJ?
DJ, usually it's Danny Gansher.
Ah, really? Okay. So, do you have something to say about the playlist or not?
No, he's great, great, great teammate, great DJ.
Great DJ. Okay, so
Yeah.
what kind of music rules in the locker room?
A lot of Polish music.
Okay, so
And we have some
do you
kind
enjoy it?
of, yeah, I enjoy it. And we have some kind of ritual before every game. So I like it, takes care of it, and he makes a
Okay,
good job.
what kind of ritual?
This is special, and it stays between us.
Ah, okay, nice. Okay, that's cool. That's cool.
But we always have the same song, the same set list, you know, just to for in the locker room for us. He prepares us for the battle every time.
Okay, got one more question about the Polish Cup final because yeah, as we already mentioned that as we everybody know it that you are the Polish Cup winner. So how did you guys celebrate the victory in the Polish Cup? So was it
Can we speak about that? I think we cannot speak about that.
I think
I'm not sure if it's
we.
wise, if it's wise to speak about how we celebrated.
It's not a problem. So as you can imagine, so many sport athletes were already in this podcast, and they talked about everything actually. But yeah, you can share some thoughts. Of course, not this spicy row, but you can
No, there
also.
was nothing spicy. You know, we had game in 3 days after, so we could not party too much. You know, we had to, because Tuesday we play Sunday, and Tuesday at 7 in the morning we had train to Gdansk from Zawiercie. So there was not a lot of room for celebrations. We had a nice dinner in the hotel. We relaxed a little bit with all the staff, the office of Alurum SMC, all the people involved, some family members of each player, and we spent some time together.
Did somebody dance on the table or something like that?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, or you don't remember?
No, I can actually say that nobody danced on the table.
Okay, Roger
We sing a
that.
lot, we sung a lot, and play a lot of songs, but I think nobody danced over the table.
Okay, so who was the king of the night?
I don't know. I think everybody was really happy. So
Diplomatic. Okay, Miguel, I got one question about your head coach, Michal Winiarski. So he's a former great player, the world champion. So how would you describe your coach and his commitment to the training, to the game? How you guys doing together? And yeah, do you receive many advices from him?
yeah, for sure. He's great coach. I like to work with him a lot. Like during these 2 years already, it's been quite a learning process with him because, you know, at his level, sometimes it's hard to find something to improve on, like to get some new technique of setting or try this new stuff on block or on service, you know. And he's the kind of person that always tried me, and I want to learn, and I want to get better every time. So I think it's a good connection because he always gives me some new idea and some new, like, try this instead of that. And okay, I'll try, and usually it works. So it's been working these 2 years, and of course, as a player, he was a great player, and he has a lot of experience from that. So I think this also helps us during every training and every game, like when he speaks. He's speaking also from experience when he was on our side. So this has, I think, double value when he's actually telling us something during the game.
Okay, so guys, do you have some goal you want to achieve in this season? I mean, is that a medal or semifinal? What is that? So did you receive some messages from the chairman that okay, so in this season we would like to get this or something like that?
No, of course, as a players, as a team, we are ambitious and we want to win the whole thing, but I think we need to focus, and we actually do a good job on focusing on every day, like what we need to do today. Let's do the best we can today. And we try to keep this mindset on every training and every opportunity we have to touch the ball, and let's see where this lead us, let's say, this path that we are creating, where it will finish.
So after the Polish Cup final, I've spoke to follow, And I've asked him about the full potential of your team. So how far away are you guys from the peak, from this 100% skilled team? So how would you answer on this question? So how far are you from the optimal disposition, from the optimal form?
Well, I think in the cup final we were very close off the optimal form
Okay.
in this
Yeah,
cup
for sure.
weekend.
Yeah.
But this is it's never stable, I think. Some like it goes up and down. And of course, when we reach this very close to being on this optimal performance, we can it's difficult to stay there a long time. So
Yeah.
after the final four of the cup, as soon after 3 days, we were not there anymore.
Yeah.
So this
So.
was also good for us to keep our feet on the ground and understand that not just because we played a very good game in the past doesn't mean that next one we'll play as well if we
Yeah.
don't do the work. And it goes the other way around, as when we play a bad game or we have a, like we didn't play so good or we feel like we are in trouble, let's say,
Yeah.
because we didn't score a lot of points in the last 2 games. We are not that bad.
Yeah.
You
Yeah, for
understand?
sure.
So
Yeah, of course. After the yeah, but okay, maybe defeating in Warsaw, it was like maybe it wasn't a cold shower, but it was a sign that you have still something to develop and you can still do something better, right?
for sure, for sure. Despite we played a good game and but Warsaw was just better, and sometimes it's like this. We can play good, but the other team can just play better
Yeah. So after
because we
those
are
two games,
playing. We are
Please, please
sorry.
continue.
We are playing with in a championship that let's be honest. Like I think six teams are amazing. So, and you cannot say that if one of these six teams wins the championship, we cannot say they don't. They are not the best team. You understand?
I
It's
can
very
take I catch
very
your point.
difficult to see like to make these teams like from one to six. Let's say like which one is the top one, top two, top. You understand? I
Yeah,
think
I
they
get
are
it.
all like very close. It's a little bit like soccer in football in Premier League. It's like,
Yeah, you guys, the six or even see the seven teams,
yeah.
they can beat each other on every day of the week. So yeah, I can I know what you what is your point. So but unfortunately, there are just three colors of the medals, right? So that's
Exactly, yeah.
six. So it's the most important thing is to be in the best shape by this final games, right? So this is the point. But I'm pretty sure
That's
that
why I got injured now, just to rest a little bit.
it's better to be injured now than in
Yeah.
the future, right? In the by the
Yeah.
quarterfinal. So but still I can
Best time to be
Yeah,
injured.
best time to be injured. No, there's no good time to be injured. But even though I'm pretty sure that Michał Kozłowski will replace me in a very good way because he's also a very experienced and good player.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, Miguel, I would like to ask you a few questions about the Portuguese volleyball because in Portugal, volleyball is not so famous as, for example, football. Cristiano Ronaldo, one of the
Yeah.
greatest athletes on Earth, in the history of Earth. So, yeah, how did what's your family actually a bit maybe not disappointed, but what was they were they very curious about your career because it's not a simple choice to be a volleyball player in
Yeah,
Portugal, I think, right?
for
So
sure.
yeah, so did you
I
try
was,
something else? I mean,
yeah,
the
I tried.
sport?
I was doing every sport when I was young, like
Okay.
football, swimming. I did everything, tennis,
Yeah.
futsal, indoor, like 5 against 5. So I was doing,
Yeah.
and then my mother was a national team player, volleyball as well. And she played on the best team in Portugal. She won championship multiple times. My father was coach of volleyball, and he's like both are professors of physical education, my mother in middle school and my father is a university teacher.
Okay.
So they were both very
You didn't have a choice.
happy. No, not about that. They didn't. They were just happy that I was doing a lot of sports and I liked to do sports. So, but at the end, I chose volleyball to pursue it a little bit more serious around 14, 15 years old. Because besides that, I was doing three, four sports. So, like, it's because we in Portugal, for example, if you are 12 years old and you are on a volleyball team, you practice maybe two times per week or three. So, and
Not
one
so
hour,
much.
1 hour or 1 hour 30. So the other days I wanted to do something. Okay, so
Yes,
I go to
obvious.
football, I go to tennis, you know, and like this, I was doing sports every day. So I was very lucky. And I think my choice about volleyball is just because it was more fun, because it's really team sport. Like you cannot win alone. And this is something that creates curiosity on me, like this team game. Because you cannot touch the ball two times in a row. Only receiver or can make like first and third touch sometimes. So usually during the play, you one point you touch one time the ball, maybe zero time or no time. Yeah, and for example, liberos, they barely touch the ball during one full set. Maybe, you know, they will touch three times the ball.
It
So
happens.
it's like a team sport, and you really need to be. You cannot be selfish.
But you need to always be concentrate because the next
Exactly.
ball can't go to on myself, right? So,
Yeah, exactly. So
so
it's like a really tricky sport. But yeah, to answer your question, I was the like in my family, my mother played, but not professional. Let's say she earned some money, let's say with volleyball, but not was the was it wasn't the main source of income. But for me to when I left Portugal to pursue this professional career in Italy, it was for sure like my parents were worried because I didn't finish my university degree and all this. And after volleyball, what you'll do? But for me, it was a simple question because if I need to study, I can study from 35 until 65. You understand? But to play volleyball, it's from 18 to 35 or 18 to 40, and then it's over. So I didn't want to lose any more years of what I could, because I wanted to achieve my full potential about volleyball. I wanted to be as best as I could be, and I was sure that I needed to get out of Portugal to do that. It's like not possible. Okay, you can have a good career in Portugal, and there are some good teams in Portugal, like Benfica or Sporting, that you can be a professional player there. But to be in this kind of league that all the other teams are practically amateur, you know, like everybody has a normal job and they meet each
Get
other
it.
3 times per week and practice one time. It's very difficult to compete because you don't need to give your best every single day. You need to give your best in semi-final and final, and that's it. So
Yeah,
this
I
was
get.
my decision to get out of Portugal to be around, surrounded as best players as I can find and the best teams I can find to grow up my level as much as I can.
So, but for instance, if you will have in front of you the young guy who want to play who wants to play volleyball in Portugal, what would you tell him?
Well, just keep doing a lot of sports, and when you are older, if you really like volleyball, you need to keep practicing, keep finding solutions to train, because when we are very young, the amount of repetitions that we put every day, it makes a lot of difference. And then as if you are really good, and you need to find a way to get out of Portugal as soon as possible and make your career in European volleyball, because there's where the or just come to Poland, because
You can play
that's
here everywhere.
maybe the main sport in the country. So this is like, I think if you are a volleyball player and you like volleyball, you love volleyball, this is the place to be, in my opinion.
It's not a big deal to be a fan of Polish volleyball right now. Yes. So you the European Championship probably, yeah, still chance for three European trophies in the club, in the club volleyball. So that makes that volleyball huge on the really European level. But I would like to stick a bit to the to this Portuguese volleyball. So you said about being good in Portugal, but you said also about the repetition, so the amount of the exercises and everything. So if you train 3 times a weekly, actually you can't achieve this kind of level. You need to be a bit special, right? So, or train alone or with the with the friends somewhere else outside
Exactly,
the
yeah.
outside the gym. So you need to be really focused on the on this topic. So it's really hard. But do you think that is there any possibility to make the Portuguese league a professional?
Currently, no, it's impossible. There is no funding for that. There is no the teams can barely pay a salary to the players, you know, so. And it's small teams. They like the cases of the big teams in Portugal. They are funded by the football club.
And they are multi-section, yeah, you know,
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Benfica or Sporting, yeah.
So it's basically Benfica works in this way that the football club, the football, let's say budget, they put around 10 to 15, 20 million euro maybe for all the other sports every
Yeah.
season, and then the other sports can find one or two sponsors. If the main Benfica board allows it depending of the brands, because Benfica doesn't want to be associated with every brand, let's say. And then they build the teams around this allocated money from the football board. So, and this is good because they're sure that your money is sure because they are good, they can pay it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if the board decides that volleyball is not winning anything for the last 3 years, so we stop with volleyball.
Yeah.
You understand? This can happen because the fans can put the pressure because it's big fans,
Yeah.
you know, like so it's
Yeah.
millions of fans, fan base of million people. So if they put a lot of pressure to close one sport, the president of the club, there is not really a decision, you know, they need to do to follow the fans, or they next election maybe they don't stay president. You know, this is
Yeah, this is exactly what I lived through in Frankfurt, because I used to play in Eintracht Frankfurt. This was the third Bundesliga volleyball club,
yes.
and also, as you can imagine, Eintracht Frankfurt is one of the biggest clubs in Germany. So
Yeah.
currently, of course, and yeah, the 99% of the budget, you know, of course, went to the football and to the for the stadium, for the staff, for the coach and the players especially. But and this 1% was divided for I think 20 or even 30 different sport arts. So
Yeah.
actually yeah, but this is how the multi-section club works, right?
Work, yeah.
So yeah, so okay, so it's a bit sad because I mean the Portuguese team in the European Championship has shown pretty nice volleyball, and you and of course Alex Pereira, Ferreira, excuse me, are the best examples that it can happen. Yeah, that European career can be reached, but you need to train and be good. So another example from Portugal is of course Hugo Gaspar, right? So this is the guy,
Yeah.
the legendary Hugo Gaspar. So he's still playing, I think, yeah, in Benfica.
He's
So
still playing in
yeah,
Benfica.
it's
It's
crazy to be
actually,
honest.
for me, it's like almost a sad story because I think he could be like really top player, you know, if he stayed more years in Italy, for example. But he just went 1 year and then he came back to Portugal to finish the studies. But at the same time, he has the opportunity to make this double career. So it's like really rare on sports world. So
Yeah, we can remind to our fans because Hugo Gaspar is a doctor, right? And when there
yeah.
was a pandemic, COVID-19, so he was available for the doctor's staff as well, which is really impressive. And yeah, so that's amazing that there are also people, they got something else, not just a
Yeah,
volleyball,
for
right?
sure,
So
for sure. And we
and
also have another examples like from that generation that with successful careers in Europe. Like
Yeah, so
Jean José, he was
yeah, of
8 years
course,
in
of course.
Friedrichshafen and won Champions
Yeah.
League.
Champions League, right,
Nuno Pinheiro, André
with Pinheiro.
Lopes,
Yeah,
they
so
played in France for a lot
you
of years,
in
so.
every generation you got yeah, two or even three guys that they have shown themselves in the European volleyball. I think you're also the best example of it. So hope is there any chance that yeah, of course you will be an inspiration for the younger generation, but of course it's really hard to inspire people and to build something when there is no money, right? So can volleyball count on the some kind of money in in Portugal, or is it's impossible?
Well, I think Portugal is really the country of football. I think football is sport, and all the other sports are considered a hobby. Nobody sees any other sport like a professional sport in Portugal. So this is, I think we need to change this mentality first, but this will change only with some amazing results.
It's hard to
And
achieve when you don't have money,
yeah, but
right? So this is
I
kind
think
of circle.
I think it's the way, and like Alex did, I took the no Alex went out 2 years before me to Europe, and this made me believe even more because I was close with him in national. I was in national team. I was the generation under, because he's 91 and 93, and I saw like if he get out, I can try to get out as well, and this made we made this kind of career. And we showed that to younger guys like Lorenzo Martins is currently playing in France. We have a middle blocker playing in Austria as well. Another middle blocker already played in France and Romania. Now he came back to Portugal. And these are all from the starting six of the national team currently. But I think it's just this way, more players need to take this step and try to come to Europe and make their to see where until where they can. Go. And then if it doesn't work out, we can always come back to Portugal and go back to the studies and go back to our normal life, let's say.
Understand. Miko, do you have some special memories with Hugo Gaspar? Because we spoke about him a bit, so do you have some kind of memories with him
Yes, we are
that are
very
worth to
close.
share with the fans?
Yeah, we are a very close friend still up to
Nice.
the date. And when I started in Benfica, I was like sector of the junior team, let's say. So I was still, I think, 17, 18. And he was already he was in the first team, in the professional team. And both setters got injured. So I would come up a lot of times and practice with them. And even with the setters are there, I would practice as libero or receiver, just any position that they were missing. I would just every time that I can practice with them, I would go. And this, I think, was the secret also for me to find more hours of training. Like you said, this because if I was training only with the junior team, wouldn't be enough.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So yeah, it's great that you had this kind of
And I
opportunity.
remember that still my junior year, we played Super Cup in the beginning of season, and both setters, Benfica was not happy with them, so they fired them. And the setters that they signed after were not ready to play the Super Cup, so I needed to play. And it was the week because I knew it that I would play only 2 days before, for sure, because until then they were trying to find someone. So I was main setter during 2 weeks of practice, but I was not sure if I would play. And he was important to me because he always was positive and always tried to make my adaptation better and gave me actually a lot of advices.
Yeah, that's great. It's always good to have this kind of experienced guys around you or something, surrounding yourself, because it makes you calmer, right? And yeah, actually, you can start believing that everything is going in the right direction when you get this kind of calmness, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's always easy with the support of the team.
Yeah, so
Makes
I'm
you
gonna
feel
begin.
you are not alone in this.
Yeah. I'm the biggest fan, big fan of Hugo Gaspar. I remember him when he has faced the Polish national team, and it was like end of 90s, so it was like 99 or 2000. So there was kind of a qualification for the Olympics, I think,
Yes.
for Sydney 2000. I think it was that
Okay.
tournament. So, and
It was
the
in
tournament,
Portugal, this tournament,
yeah,
no? Yeah,
this
in
tournament
Espinho.
was, yes, that's right, this
3-2, they
tournament.
lost in tiebreak. We lost in tiebreak, no? That's it.
The tournament was, it was in Portugal. Of course, I was I think I was 11 years old, so I don't remember much, but I remember this guy Hugo Gaspar on the as the opposite, with this really curly hair,
Yeah.
and now
He
currently
was really young there. He was like, I think,
he was
17,
much
18.
younger.
Yeah, something
But he was a hell of a player, so he
like
still,
that. Yeah.
right? So you he still remember how to play, so that's really amazing, and I'm really big fan of him. And it was actually when I was 11, it was the first time I saw him on the I watched the game in the television. It was really, really crazy. So, Beagle, do you would you like to play as long as Hugo?
Well, right now, I would like to play as long as I can compete in this level that I'm currently in. So, because this is how I believe that volleyball should be lived and played, you know, and to go back to some, if I'm not on this level, you know, I cannot play at this level, I think I would prefer to stop.
Oh, really? Okay. So, but would you like to stay in volleyball, like as a coach or as a mentor or something?
Yeah, I would like really to make a worth job in Portugal to grow up the sport,
Nice.
because I think it's possible to grow up the sport in Portugal. We just need to have some more examples and more young players that want really to be professional. And for this, you need to make a sacrifice because we are not a national team with a lot of results, you know, that we don't play VNL. Last time we were in the World Championship was 2002. Olympic Games we've never been. So nobody will come get out of Portugal because of national team with a huge contract, let's say, that we can say it's like a no-brainer. Of course, I will accept this offer because it's an amazing offer. Now, if you are from Portugal, the reality right now is that if you want to try your luck, there will be a club that can offer you a modest contract to start and give you a chance, and then it's you need to prove that you are worth it and you work more. So we need to sacrifice the first few years and then to achieve
The better goals, right? How does look the development of the young generation? So do you have some kind of sports schools or something like that? They are directed to the volleyball fat for the volleyball path, or you don't have anything like that, and it's just you need to let's say fishing the talents from the different parts of Portugal.
Yes, that works like that. You just because there are no sports schools like on younger age. There are not just the normal schools, and if each school usually have like 3-4 sports that they compete in, but there are not a lot of schools that compete in volleyball. So basically, there's all these generations in clubs. There are clubs organized around like maybe 3 per city, in Lisbon a few more, in Porto a few more, but. And then you basically federation watches and see who are the prospects that they can invite to young national teams, and then they are invited to leave altogether, and these prospects invited to leave altogether and practice during all the week together, so to have some more hours of training, and then at the weekend they go back to the clubs and they play for their clubs. I think that's how currently it's organized. But the biggest problem, I think, is that young kids, 8, 9, 10 years old, they don't want to play volleyball because they don't see that it's fun or that it's nice to watch or that their idols are not on the volleyball. Like my idols, since I was young, I was going to volleyball games and I was watching national team, so I wanted to be like them. This was my luck because I was close to volleyball, so. And usually the talent, sport talent, young sport talent, they go to another sport. Like first is football, then futsal, because it's the reality of our country. And then I think the tall guys that cannot play football,
They play
usually they go
basketball.
to basketball or maybe handball. Now handball is growing as well. And we have also this hockey, but not in ice, on these rollerblades, also 5 against 5, that it's also very po very popular in Portugal. I think it's like the third sport.
Oh, really?
Like this is like traditional Portuguese like sport, so
Nice.
everybody watches. If it's there is on TV, everybody will watch as well.
But can the people watch volleyball also in TV, or is there any possibility to see the games in the television or something like that, or
In
not exactly?
television, there is paid TV, one game per round, let's say. So like every weekend there will be one game on TV. Then there is the TV of Benfica and TV of Sporting that they show the games there at home. And then there is this stream website on the Federation page, but it's like these cameras that are on sticked on the wall, you know, like really
I get it. I get it. Oh, so actually,
it's
now
15 years late, the sport in Portugal, at least 20, 15 years.
I'm pretty curious because usually when you would like to see a Portuguese league, football league, right? So you get also these streams like Viaplay, like Canal Plus in Poland. You can actually choose between some of them, and you can choose what would you like to do, or play Premier League, La Liga, and everything. So actually, this is the good point for I don't know, maybe Polsat to sell the television rights in Portugal to
Yeah, for
intensify
sure.
to intensify the process of developing the volleyball. So I think it's pretty cool to see, you know, the best players in the world playing in the TV. So, and maybe some kind of young Portuguese kids, they will tell someday, hey, I would like to be like Miguel, or I would like to be like Kvaal or anybody else, right? So
For
that's
sure, because this is just the problem. It's impossible. Like in Portugal, there is no volleyball like worldwide. They don't, this paid TV, they show maybe VNL, they show a World Championship or European Championship. And then I think that's it, maybe Champions League. I remember
Yeah, so
that
that's
last year when we were playing Champions League, they showed a few games of our team, of our Luton.
Oh, nice.
And when I was in Portugal, they showed Italian League. This was nice for me also, where I was like 16, 17. They were showing like one game or two games per week of Italian League.
Yeah, this is the way how you can, catch the young kids and make them to make them interesting in some kind of sport art, not just volleyball, but everything. Like if you watch something in the TV, you can probably catch it. You can stick to it, and that's really cool. So there are a lot of work ahead of you after your
No,
career,
usually
but
about this TV, I joke with my friends all the time because in Portugal you can watch the same football game. Like I know Benfica plays Sporting. This game will be shown 20 times in 3 days. You know, like in every channel, there's nothing. They don't want to show anything else, so they have this game
Really
recorded. So
cool.
they put again, you know, and sometimes
Ah,
they show
cool.
it's the game from 5 years ago or something like this.
Oh,
And
yeah.
every night is one TV show commentating what happened and transfers or games or, and I tell them I live in a country that they do this with volleyball. You know,
Actually, you got right.
like I
So
can,
it's
we can play. We played Warsaw, and I think next day the game will be shown at least 2 times in the morning. Like, so this for me it's amazing. And at the end of each round, they join. They make a TV appearance, like 5 commentators, they speak about the games. So for me,
Yeah,
this
that's
all the show
amazing.
the Polsat makes with the Final Four of the Cup. The game start, the broadcast of TV starts 45 minutes before or 30 minutes before, something like this. So
Actually,
it's like
I didn't watch it because I was there, so it was actually my 10 months old daughter has her debut in the gym. So it was
Yes, nice.
he
This is
was
amazing also.
he has
In
a
Portugal, they
parent
don't even let you inside if you are if with a
with a
like I think
child.
Yeah, no,
Really?
kids can only go to these kind of events after 3, 4 years old, maybe.
Come on, really? Well, that's
Yeah,
weird. Yeah.
because they
No.
consider it as a football game. So, like, football games are
Okay.
dangerous, you know, but
Yeah, okay.
because it's the
But
same club in
yeah.
volleyball, they feel if happens something, we are in a trouble, you know.
Okay, I can imagine. Yeah, but of course, you know, she had this kind of yeah,
Yeah.
headphones, you know, they silent
Yeah, I know.
the rumors and the you know, the noises. So of course, but it was cool. But unfortunately, the next 3 days were completely awful for me and for my wife because yeah, you know, there were too many emotions in this small body, and as you can imagine, it has circulated all inside. And yeah, but it was worth it. Yeah, as she saw the first game live, it was really pretty cool for her, I think. Okay, so Miguel, I got a few more questions, few quick questions. So one of them is, what are the features of a good setter?
Well, this is not a quick question.
Please.
Well, I think first he needs to be sure of himself, like he needs to believe in himself that can create a good offense and with a good rhythm and that can feel the game, like which moment is right for which player, and then of course needs to be very good technically. I mean, not only with setting, but with all the other aspects of the game, like all the other elements of the game. And he needs to be a leader in himself. I think he needs to, because he conducts the team, you know, like this is how, it's like the driver of the van, or let's say like the bus driver of the bus or something like this. And it's always to make, in Portugal, they say like it's being setter is like making a soup. You know, you put a
Okay.
little bit of something and then you change it, put a little bit more of this, a little bit more
Yeah,
of
some
that.
spices. Yeah.
And you need to keep moving at the same time. So it's, I think in general, of course, being creative as well. I think creativity now in today's game, it's a little bit less often that it's showed,
Yeah.
because the game is evolving in a more physical way, I think, and this is also for us to adapt, you know. So now you see setters like taller setters, like bigger in the block, and but we need to be very fast with our legs, because this, I think, it's one of the crucial points, is to be as fast as possible under the ball and to anticipate the ball trajectory, to be always in the best, most comfortable table position
Position.
to set, because now it's not maybe not so much about surprising the opponent and making some amazing moves. It's more about just being precise and give comfort to the spikers. So I think
Yeah.
now it's a little bit our job, just give comfort to the attackers in difficult situations.
Yeah, so some of the guys some of the fans has yeah, pointed out that your footwork is really incredible because you're probably one of the fastest setters in the league. So yeah, I wanted to ask you about this factor of the game. So how important is to be under the ball before yeah he hit you on the on the head. So how important is it, how in the percentage, if you would be so kind and say how important is to be there on time?
It's very important, I would say like 75% important, but at the end it's just to give you more advantage, because if you are there before, you can watch around what's happening. You have time to with your peripheric vision, like even if you are looking up to the ball, you can see what's going on in both sides of your eyes. So you can check if your attackers are running where you think they are running, and you can also check the opponent block. And if you are really under the ball before, you can really look, turn your head and see what's going on, if they are doing
Yeah,
changing.
you can
For
do it
example,
faster
one
one.
setter, the setter can change with the the outside heater in the block, and you can see this. So this point is very important to give you advantage. But there are still ways, and it's not always possible. So there are still,
of course,
you still need to find a solution to make a good set if you are late. Let's say like this.
Yeah, that's right. So you have also trained in the beach volleyball, right? So actually the moving yourself on the court is also easier on the court than on the sand, right? So
for sure.
So it was actually the nice training before the before you started to play in the on the court. So yeah, so actually do you still like to play a bit volleyball? Do you have even a bit of time to play after the season?
Yeah, sometimes when I meet with friends and we say why not, you know, because everybody likes to play, so we enjoy our time. But
nice.
each year it's more difficult to find this kind of time.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But for sure, when I was young, I was doing every summer like this. When we finish the season with the club, summer it's on the beach playing beach volleyball, and this was good times for me also.
Yeah, for sure. So, Mikela, how could you please rate the top three setters in the world? This is the question from one of our fans.
This is difficult. It's impossible question, I think.
Okay, so I will turn around this question a bit. So
I can make 10 setters that I like a lot, you know, like this.
Okay, so maybe we can go in that direction. So who would
Not
you like
by
to...
any specific order.
Yeah, so what kind of setter do you like? So do you have some surnames you would like to play like them? So you had a opportunity to play for instance with legendary Valeria Breminio as well. So one of the best setters in the world in the 90s. So what are your favorites setters?
When I was growing up, around 14, 15 years old, I was watching a lot of videos of Zagumni, Bruno, and Decheco. I think these were the biggest three influence on me when I was growing up in this period, since 14 until 18, more or less, that it was not so easy for me to find volleyball games and like players to watch. And of course, I was watching Portuguese setter, like legendary Miguel Maia. He was an Olympic beach volleyball player,
yeah.
But
I remember him.
He played also professionally in Portugal as like until 2 years ago maybe. So he was until like 50 years old. It's like a record, I think, worldwide. Basically, these were the three biggest influence when I was growing up.
Okay, but how would you describe yourself as a setter? You're the more pragmatic player or more magician?
Well, I think it's not stable. I think I have both like I can do both, you know, like. But when I was younger in my career, I think I was more like trying to be creative and maybe try to create something new that it was not so easy to do. And as I grew up and became, I gained a little bit of pragmatic in my head. And also it depends of the moments. I think there are games that you can, that ask for you to be more magician or that find something, some creative solution. And there are games that you just need to execute the simple stuff and you will be okay. So I think it depends of the, but it's important then to keep training both and keep enjoying. I think the most important as well is to have fun and to enjoy to play the game. And sometimes when you are too much pragmatic, it starts to be difficult to enjoy the game. And so this is also, I think it's balanced. We need to have balance in our, as a professional volleyball player, we need to have balance in, like, same with attackers. You cannot always spike strong in diagonal. You need sometimes to spike line or to make a block out or tip or or two fingers deep or push or everything else, you know.
Need to be more flexible, especially
Exactly.
in this kind of league, right? When
Yeah.
it's very challenging because actually, even if you play the first game against some of the team and you play good, you need to be aware that in the second game, in the second round, they will be ready for all these tips and everything.
Yeah, exactly, like that. And especially if you start to make better results, people start to study you more.
Yeah,
So
of
it's
course. Yeah,
each
that's
time it's
right.
more difficult to keep going for these
Yeah,
results.
it's like a Pac-Man. You need to run away from all these guys. They're chasing you. And you mentioned Miguel Maya. Of course, I remember him playing, but unfortunately, I couldn't remind myself with whom did he play in the beach volleyball. And I had in mind João Breña. Yeah, so
Jean
that,
Branca,
yeah, so actually, that's what's yeah. They're the I think it was the most export team of beach volleyball in Portugal in that time, right? So.
yeah, for sure. Yeah, they made 2 times fourth place in Olympics with
Yeah,
off.
they were pretty good. Miguel, I got a question from one of our listeners. So, would Cristiano Ronaldo be a good volleyball player with his jump?
This jump always helps as volleyball player, so I think he would be good. And I think for sure with his work ethic, like everybody knows how committed he is. If he would put his mind to be a volleyball player for a couple of years, I think he could do it for sure.
Okay. How do you think on which position would he will play?
I think for sure, or receiver, or opposite. He likes
Okay.
to score.
Yeah, he likes to serve. Yeah, offensive player probably. Yeah, that's cool. Okay, so another question. So it will be a wine question. So would you prefer a Vinho Verde or Porto?
Well, none of them. I prefer like red wine. Red
Red
wine.
wine. Okay. Yeah, that's cool. So, do you have something to recommend from the wine shelf in Portugal? So, if you would, if you can recommend just one wine from Portugal, so what would it be?
Well, I have a few there. Let me see if I can bring you the bottle for you.
Let's show it. The show contains allocated products.
I'm not being paid to do this, you know, so I don't have any interest
Me
in.
neither, me neither.
So this is like a red wine from Alentejo. Alentejo, this is the region,
Okay, I
and
got
this is
it.
like a family edition. And
Okay.
it was a it first time that I knew this wine was a gift from my father, you know. And since then we
Okay.
became fans. It's called Ravasqueira. Difficult to pronounce. I
Yeah,
don't know
a
if you
bit.
can see. Yeah, this is a 2020 bottle. So this is the one I would recommend just because it has also a special meaning
Okay,
for
so
me.
but okay, you live in Poland for already a couple of years, so
Yeah, now I drink vodka, I don't drink red wine anymore.
It was my question, but good that you are already a half Pole, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, the other half is learning the language, I know. Next
Learning
podcast in Polish.
next podcast in Polish. I cross the finger that it's gonna happen. You can actually I will give you some advantage. You can bring some players from Polish team, I mean from your Polish colleague, like Kozi or Kvol or Bieniu. So probably it will be really, really funny.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so I cross the finger for that. So, do you learn Polish? Do you like this language, or you hate it? You can't learn
No,
it.
it's just very hard to learn. It's a lot
Yeah.
of
Yeah.
tricky. And honestly, I didn't put a lot of effort into it because
That's it. That's it. Excellent.
it feels like it's always I'm always running somewhere, you know, like we are traveling a lot, and this is are just excuses, you know, but
Of course, I know.
the truth is just I didn't push too much to learn it, you know. But I think this will
Yeah,
change.
Yeah, I think but do you know some sentences already, or you just
No,
just
I know the
avoid it?
minimums. You know,
Okay.
for example, in the team, if they speak slowly, I
Yeah.
can understand a lot, but to speak, it's still, I know
It's
some,
still
like, I can,
challenging.
yeah, some
Yeah.
words I can do it. It depends. For example, in restaurant menus, sometimes I understand what they are offering. Sometimes I have no idea what this word means, you know, so it's kind of, it depends, I think.
Yeah, okay. But zimna vodka, you know what does that
It's cold vodka.
Yeah. What does that mean? So you know the basis, so that's the, you can leave. You can
Yeah.
you actually you can live in Poland already. So
Yeah.
that's the point of course, it's just a joke. The sport athletes, they don't drink any alcohol.
Exactly. Yeah. Just a
Probably.
joke.
Okay, so do you miss something from your Portugal home? So is there anything that you would like to bring to Poland or change something? The weather, of course, yeah.
I try to bring my family as much as I can. You know, it's our family, like mine and my wife's. It's like sometimes we just miss them a lot,
Yeah, I can imagine.
and FaceTime doesn't really do the trick, and for it only helps a little bit, you know. And then of course the weather, it's a bit different, especially during the winter. There's not a lot of
So,
light,
sorry
and
for
this
that.
for.
I hate winter actually, so I'm the fan of the summer.
And this actually like creates us, at least to me, like creates me some trouble sleeping when it's less sun, you know, like when there's less light hours. And because it's cold, you don't get out so much. So it's kind of different situation from our country, even in the winter. And yeah, then like because we are on the coast of the ocean, so it's also the sea and the beach, it's also different from living in mainland, let's say, like in the middle of the land. There is no sea anywhere. That's like far away in Gdansk.
Actually, I was in Portugal once because we had a stag evening, one of my best friends, and also we have landed in wait a second.
Faro?
We've no far, yeah, near to Faro, but we've landed in Lisbon, and we've
Okay.
spent there one night. So we just catch this Erasmus corner or something like that. So we just drink a few beers and then in the very early morning we need to go to Albufeira. Yeah, so yeah, it's a classic touristic place. So nothing special, let's say. But what was worth to remember, that was we just lay in the flat from the Airbnb, and we had a view on the ocean. And you know, when the sun went down, and yeah, the moon just rise up, and we had this beautiful reflection of the moon in the ocean, and that was hilarious. That was crazy. That was worth watching. Yeah, so we could actually we could just staring on the water, which was pretty weird. But actually, what we've done it. So okay. So one more last question. Just give me a moment. Yes, this is the question actually I ask everybody in the podcast. So actually I have already a nice library of the answer by on this question. So if some of the hungry fans of volleyball, they will invade your home, so what would you cook for them?
They are very angry. It needs to be fast, or
They are very hungry, and no, they are hungry, not angry.
angry. Yeah, so I'll cook some spaghetti bolognese. Like it's pretty fast and easy to do, so I'll do it. Or a carbonara. I can do both. Yeah, carbonara would be
Okay,
fine
both of them.
it's also.
Some Portuguese dishes, maybe.
Well, these are like these traditional dishes are difficult to do and requires a lot of preparation.
Okay, so
And
you don't do that.
I'm not the right person to do them. You know, if you want to eat traditional Portuguese food,
They need to visit Lisbon or
yes. Or I think there are a
Okay.
couple of places in here in Poland that have Portuguese cuisine as well.
Yeah, I can imagine. Okay. Thank you very much. So thank you for your time, Miguel. It was a pleasure to host you on Volleyball Podcast. I think that some of the guys, some of the fans, they will have fun watching it and listening it. Thank you very much for your time, and hold the thumbs for the rest of the season. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hope you're getting well, and hope to see you again on the court in the future, in the
thank
near
you,
future.
Thank you so much. Yeah, for sure. Just resting a little bit.
Yeah, take a rest and heal your body. All the time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. So,
bye.
Our guest was Miguel Tavares. I'll go and see you, Vata Zavieche. Thank you very much once again, and see ya.